ओम शांति। 30th May 2019। स्लोगन, इनकल्केट द ट्रेजर ऑफ नॉलेज इनटू योरसेल्फ। इनकल्केट द ट्रेजर ऑफ नॉलेज इनटू योरसेल्फ एंड परफॉर्म एवरी एक्ट एट एवरी मोमेंट विद अंडरस्टैंडिंग। For only then would you be a knowledgeable soul. So, inculcate the treasure of knowledge into yourself. That is the first step. Inculcation of knowledge, dharana, and then perform every act at every moment with understanding. And then that knowledge should be brought into action when every moment, every time, and how? With understanding, with understanding. And when you do this, you become Jnani Tu Atma, knowledgeable soul. So this is the definition of the knowledgeable soul. A knowledgeable soul is one who inculcates the knowledge and then performs every act at every moment with understanding. So first is inculcate the knowledge, and second is put that knowledge into practice with understanding. When somebody is doing this, then one is a knowledgeable soul, otherwise not. So rather than understanding what knowledgeful soul is, who knowledgeful soul is, it's also important to understand who knowledgeful soul, who is not a knowledgeful soul. So knowledge has got so many different aspects. One is information, second is what we call knowledge, third is wisdom, so information is by reading, by listening, writing, discussing. So this is one aspect of knowledge, where you gather knowledge by various books, from various audios, or by listening to someone, or by writing, or by discussing, by signboards. So everything included in the information. Then second is something above information, that is knowledge, the real Gyan, where you start understanding knowledge. Yes, it is like that. And the third step is wisdom, when you start putting that knowledge into practice, it turns into wisdom. So Gyan has got three parts: information, Suchana, knowledge, that is Gyan, and then wisdom, Vivek. So Baba is saying knowledgeful soul is a one who will inculcate knowledge. Into oneself, and then performs every action with understanding. So one is inculcation of knowledge, and second is understanding, and putting that knowledge into practice with understanding, and then acting according to it. So it means that knowledge is not confined to reading, writing, listening, or discussing. These are few areas of knowledge, but knowledge is not just this much. These are on the surface. Inside, what knowledge needs is deep churning of knowledge, and then There is one more word in Sanskrit which is far above even wisdom. As I said, first is information, knowledge, wisdom. There is one more word. What is that? Which is above wisdom. Pragya. This pragya is something which is even above knowledge. It's even above experience. It's something like, even a person might be literate, but still he might be a person who has got pragya chakshu, eyes of pragya. Pragya means it's a combination of everything. There is a knowledge, there is an experience, and there is a practical application of that knowledge. And this knowledge is not derived from books. Rather, this knowledge has come not even from experience. But there is some divine intervention here. There is some divine intervention where the person who is absolutely unlettered, illiterate, even that person can attain to this highest form of knowledge. That what we call as pragya. So, Baba is saying to inculcate jnan. Inculcate means dharan. So how do we inculcate knowledge? As I said, churning is one way to inculcate knowledge. Deep thinking. Deep thinking. Deep reflection. Realizing, experiencing, these are the things to inculcate knowledge. Going in silence and trying to understand each and every point of knowledge. Why Baba said this, or what is the deep meaning of this statement? So it needs churning, it needs realizing, it needs meditating on that point. One is churning, another is to meditate, to convert that point into a spiritual drill, a spiritual practice, application of that point of knowledge into practical life. Then try to put that point of knowledge into practice and see what happens. The whole life is an experiment. The whole day is an experiment. If you hear something in the morning, you should see. For example, in today's Murli, Baba said, in blessing, your mind and intellect should be swachh, very, very clean. There should not be any mixture. Nothing should get mixed here. Then only you will claim a right to the God's love. Otherwise, no. So, if you just take one point, cleanliness. To what extent the mind remains clean throughout the day? To what extent the intellect remains clean? So, taking one point of knowledge, separating it from the entire text. You should see that knowledge point like this. This is a Murli. You extract from here, put it separately, and now think on it. Now meditate on it. Now reflect on it. Now plan how to put that knowledge into practice. If that is not done, then there would always remain a big gap. This is knowledge and this is life. This is Amritvela and Murli, and this is after 9 o'clock daily routine. They both are operating independently. This is not entering here. This is different and this is different. There is a bridge, there is a gap. So this gap should be bridged. And that is what is known as inculcation of knowledge. So when you inculcate knowledge, you become what? Embodiment of knowledge, Swarup. When you inculcate knowledge, you become Swarup of knowledge. You become the very embodiment of that knowledge. It's not just about, you don't have to try to remember, now this is the condition what I will do. Now this is the condition what I have to do. automatically you understand what is to be done. Otherwise, there are no fixed Srimad, because life conditions are so different. What you are going to do every in one day, there are about 100 conditions happening, 100 things happening in a day. Where you are going to remember? Suddenly somebody comes and does something. Where you are going to refer? So automatically you understand what is to be done at that point of time. So when one becomes like that, then that stage is known as the stage of a Jnani soul, where automatic one knows this is to be done, this is not to be done. So that is the result of inculcation of knowledge. So inculcation of knowledge means realization, embodiment, journeying, reflecting on knowledge, meditating on knowledge, putting that knowledge into practice, turning that knowledge into wisdom. Inculcation means you don't remain restricted to books. You come out of books. For example, two persons were there and they were friends and they used to play chess every day. And gradually one person realized the other person is always started winning every time. So there is an A and B and they are playing chess and B started winning every day. And this happened after A purchased a 4-volume book, How to Play Chess. This person started reading one book, How to Play Chess. It's a 4-volume book. Volume 1, Volume 2, Volume 3, Volume 4. So, after he started reading the book, he started losing. So what he did, he gifted that book to B. And after that, B started losing. Why this happened? A gifted the book to B. Now B is trying to follow the things which are given in the books. Earlier he was a master, but now he is trying to see this is this, and he has got confused. So sometimes books even confuse. So it's not about books, it's to come out of the books and to go in the open air and to sit and to meditate and to reflect and to enter into the unlimited heaven, unlimited sky of understanding. Then only you know what is Srimad. That's why each and every Srimad is like that. Srimad is, so it's not about sitting and reading Srimad. These are the 108 Srimad. Try to learn them by heart. If you read 108 Srimad, the condition, the circumstance that will come in the life, you will find that these 108 Srimad nowhere fits into that. It is out of syllabus. This condition is out of syllabus, because your curriculum mentions 108 Srimad, but this situation is not, you cannot understand from where to take. So Srimad is not about fixed numbers. Srimad is about understanding. Srimad is about, many times you will not get any written literature for how to act. You will learn to act in that situation as per your own intuition. You will get some intuition, some touchings in our language. Brahmins use the word touchings. In the world there is no such word touching. This is a Brahmin family word, touching. In the world they use intuition. In the world they use the word sixth sense. In the world they use the word ESP. Extrasensory perception. Extrasensory perception means you sit here and you try to you get to know that something has happened there. You have not seen that thing, but you know that something has happened. So you get ESP, extrasensory perception. It's beyond senses. a lot of books written on ESP and a lot of things on sixth sense and a lot of things on intuition. Intuition is like internally you feel this is to be done today. Nobody has told, but you feel this is to be done. Or a mother is sitting here in India, her son is in Australia and suddenly he meets with an accident there and is critically ill. It's a day there, it's night here. And the mother gets up and she feels restless that something has happened. What has happened? It's not known, but something has happened. So when two souls are deeply connected with each other, when there is a telepathic connections, so persons will get all these things, intuitions, sixth sense, ESP, in the similar manner. Many times throughout the day, you will find that the situation doesn't fit in any of the, we are just stuck, which point of gyan to use in this situation. So what you have to do there is, sit down calmly and wait for the divine Srimad to enter from above. So wait for the touching sometimes. It's not necessary that every time you have to plan and decide what to do and what not to do. Sometimes don't plan, sometimes don't decide. Just sit down and wait for the Srimad to incarnate in your heart. So wait for the divine touching. In English, there is a saying, they also win who only wait and watch. They also win who only wait and watch. Don't do anything sometimes. Just wait. Just wait and see what is going to happen. Wait for the divine plan, divine drama to unfold. Wait for the divine planning. The eternal drama is here. The master plan is here. It's not that every time I have to do everything. Sometimes, don't do anything. Wait for the divine plan. Wait what the drama shows you. Because in the womb of drama, secrets are hidden. So many secrets are there. In today's Sakar Murli Baba said, you are the one who knows the secrets of drama. You will gradually understand the secrets. So sometimes just wait, sometimes just watch, sometimes not to do anything is to do everything. In medical field, it is known as masterly inactivity. Masterly inactivity. Not doing anything. Like patient is very serious. We have tried everything. He is everything. Everything is going on. Patient is on ventilator. Patient is on inotropic supports. Patient has been dialyzed. Patient has given everything. Now what are you doing? Masterly inactivity. Not doing anything now. We are waiting for the patient to improve. Let's see. We have done everything now. We are waiting what happens with all this treatment. So that is known as masterly inactivity. So sometimes not doing is doing. Sometimes it's the doing that will cause disturbance. That's why don't do anything. There is an important decision to be taken in life. But sometimes wait. Baba will give some touching. Something will come and Baba will tell, okay, this is to be done this way. Let drama also decide something. It's not necessary that you will only overtake every time. So knowledge, full soul, jnani tu atma means first step, inculcation of knowledge, and second step, putting that knowledge into practice with understanding. The first step is this and second step is this. Now this is second step is even more important than the first step. How to put knowledge into practice? How to translate the knowledge into practice. This is a very important thing. How to do this? What should we do so that the knowledge should be put into practice? Knowledge doesn't remain only in the books. It should come out from the books. The knowledge should come out from the pages of books. And it should come in life. So what should we do?
Attention.
Attention. Okay. Application. How? Use different methods. What else? Okay, so put the information in the subconscious mind and wait for it to process it. It will process it and it will give the solution. Still, what else? How to apply the knowledge? How to use the knowledge with understanding in the practical life? We will take one point of knowledge. For example, Baba said in today's Murli, be soul conscious. There are people who are very much arrogant. They say, I am this, I am that. That is the last paragraph of today's Murli, first line. There are souls who are very arrogant and they say, I am this, I am that. When Baba comes and says, child, be Dehi Abhimani, be soul conscious. Now this is the point of knowledge. And we have to apply it to the practice in practical life. So we'll have to devise certain methods. According to the circumstances and as per the time. The toughest situation is there in life. How to remain soul conscious in that tough situations where one is out and out body conscious and one is getting angry, irritated. So in that situation, or body consciousness, even a drop of soul consciousness will help. Or just a small drop of soul consciousness. You find that somebody is very busy and there is a work overload. One man is there and he has to do everything, all other people have gone on leave. And one person is doing everything. Still in that situation, one must practice just a small drop, an iota of soul consciousness. So first the decision that I have to use this knowledge into practice. Okay? A decision has to be there, a subtle decision, yes. I have to use this point of knowledge. And then once you use it, then see how it works. What else you can do more? Pause in between stopping during the work. And you are very much busy. But in spite of being very much busy, one still can stop for a moment. And try to recall point of knowledge and put it into practice. So, no matter how much one is busy. You can always practice soul conscious vision, atmik drishti. He is soul. Even though I am not considering myself as soul, because mind is overloaded with so many other thoughts. But still such practice can be there, that these are great souls, these are elevated souls, or this is Baba's yagya, or this is Baba's work, or I am doing his service. And I have to utilize each and every breath of my life for this service. Such elevated thoughts, even though they are not directly soul conscious thoughts, but they are thoughts of knowledge. So even that stage, one should not straight away deteriorate into body consciousness. Straight into body consciousness. No yoga, no soul consciousness. It's okay. But still you can have some churning of knowledge. Rather than straight away sinking into body consciousness, where one becomes angry, where one becomes irritated, where one becomes passionate, when one does some sinful action, rather than falling straight into this abysmal depth, one can remain slightly above throughout the day, when one is very busy, with little thoughts of knowledge. With such thoughts that I have to utilize my time. I have to not waste my time. This is Baba's work, I am doing it. It is a selfless work. And my life is surrendered for this work. So such thoughts. So inculcation of knowledge and according to time, every time Baba is saying. The word Baba has used is every time. What you have to do? Perform every act at every moment with understanding. So much attention is needed for this. And we become unconscious many times throughout the day. Every moment with some understanding. So every moment should be a moment of awakening. Every moment should be a moment of undivided attention. Every moment should be a moment of undivided concentration. Every moment should be a moment of churning of knowledge. Every moment should be a moment of remaining conscious. So such awakening is needed. Okay, so I will read again. Today's slogan, inculcate the treasure of knowledge into yourself and perform every act at every moment with understanding, for only then would you be a knowledgeful soul. Om Shanti.